There is new fallout tonight from a tape that has sparked outrage across the country. The family of an 8-year-old boy has filed a lawsuit against a local sheriff's department after video emerged of that boy being handcuffed behind his back at school. Now, an uproar and calls for change at schools nationwide, as NBC's Rahima Ellis reports.
It's a disturbing video. For 7 minutes, a young boy is heard crying as Kentucky Deputy Sheriff Kevin Sumner handcuffs the child's arms behind his back. The American Civil Liberties Union, which posted the video, says it was taken by staff at an elementary school in Covington, Kentucky. According to the ACLU, the 8-year-old boy who has ADHD, Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, was shackled last November for disability-related difficulties obeying his teacher.
You can either behave the way you know you're supposed to, or you suffer the consequences.
The lawsuit charges the third grader's constitutional rights were violated.
For an 8-year-old kid to get handcuffed behind your back by a big man like that, it was a terrifying experience, and it stayed with him.
The lawsuit also alleges at another school, the same deputy sheriff handcuffed a 9-year-old girl who has ADHD. Tonight, the sheriff issued a statement saying the deputy acted in conformity with the law and all the facts have not yet been presented. He went on to say, "I steadfastly stand behind Deputy Sumner."
Are you surprised by what happened in Kentucky?
I am not surprised by what happened in Kentucky. This is a rather well-kept secret, especially for those who aren't knowledgeable about what goes on in public schools.
In 2009, the GAO published a nationwide study documenting hundreds of alleged incidents of restraint, including 20 incidents causing death. All involved children with disabilities. Now it's up to a federal court to decide if what happened in Kentucky was legal. Rahima Ellis, NBC News, New York.